the Holy Spirit, and the devil in our founding. If we are not looking for God's hand, we will never find it. WePEG 1787 enumerates God's laws of nature, which gets us halfway to victory. Only seeing the Holy Spirit and the devil in the political faction theater of war takes us the rest of the way. Jesus gave a second command, Ephesians 6:12-13. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Samuel Adams, He who made all men hath made the truths necessary for our happiness obvious to our senses. It is the malice of the devil which causes our divisions and the snares of Satan which entangle us. John Witherspoon, signer of the Declaration. The enemy of souls hath no greater delight than to sow division among a people, that he may weaken their hand and darken their understanding. Patrick Henry. When we are united, we are strong. When we are divided, we are weak. And the old serpent knows this well. John Adams. The devil has been the great master of party spirit. It is the source of countless evils in society. The spirit of faction is the greatest political evil. It opens a door to corruption and all the passions which have ever been considered the works of the devil. George Washington, the spirit of party, the devil, serves always to distract the public councils and enfeeble the public administration. It agitates the community with ill-founded jealousies and false alarms. It kindles the animosity of one part against another, and opens the door to foreign influence and corruption. James Madison. Faction arises from the passions of fallen man. Madison does not name the devil, but he describes faction as coming from the corrupt passions of human nature, which 18th century Christians understood as Satan's domain. The latent causes of faction are thus sown in the nature of man, a zeal for different opinions, an attachment to leaders, the spirit of revenge and rivalry. Noah Webster. Faction is a work of evil. Party spirit is a species of idolatry, a corruption of the heart, contrary to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Idolatry, corruption, and division were all seen as inspired by the evil one. These sermons shaped the founder's view that factionalism posed a spiritual danger, liberty. 80% of our worship centers do not tolerate the corruption and division caused by political parties. Today's worship centers are sovereign castles with doctrine moats and drawbridges that stand above our USA, obeying Jesus' last words on earth. The problem is, we are not really answering to our God. We only think we are. Please pray for a revelation. And that is precisely why God reset the world with his second new nation and awakening, his 1776 creation, Eden 2.0. However, first let's examine Eden 1.0. God created liberty as the sovereign state of humankind in Eden. He told Adam and Eve to subdue the earth. How do they do that? By unpacking the laws of nature that hold the universe together and determine all outcomes. What did God never say? To rule others or take power over them. But the devil ruined it so fast we never think about liberty in Genesis. God's 1776 creation. God ended the kingship model that went back to Narmer, the first Egyptian pharaoh, in 3100 BC. God also left behind the church-state system in 1620 to form his new nation on virgin land, with him in we the people's hearts, to image him freely to bring all we can into heaven to the end time. Our USA is not just another nation. It is God's new nation to get all we can into heaven to the end time. If we do not see God as the full creator of his 1776 creation, we do not see his glory and the devil's destruction. And our new government is driven by his laws of nature, never ideologies, human whims, political faction kings, or despotic humans. Our representatives are to be seekers and stewards of the laws of nature, God's creation for everyone, like the sun and the rain, believer or not. God is on the move. This is our time. God is revealing all of the depravity of the political party government. We see everything the devil's depravity stands for. Yes, God can win a war with 300 people, but 300 will not win elections. Elections in 2026 to 28 are about we the people, taking us back to God's 1776 creation. Only the body of Christ can do it. Jesus may not know those who hide in their castle after all his revelation of the devil's work. Call to arms. Our founders had a worldview deeply influenced by Scripture, as Liberty pastors refer to it, the biblical worldview. Wallbuilders.com offers a very detailed education on what our founders created, grounded in Scripture. It is the leading source for Christian political education. The problem is that it is inadequate for Christian politics because it omits the spirit war in God's hand, and it does not provide the solution, removing the devil's political party power. That makes it acceptable to the gen pop, but it is failing God because it leaves us in the hands of the devil's political parties where we cannot win for posterity. The godly civic seminar is the only strategy with a WMD that cannot lose. The laws of nature, governing principles, and all we need to do is embrace godly civics and make it known everywhere. It speaks for itself. Go and make godly citizens. Schedule a seminar today at Pastor B at godlycivics.com. The political faction's enemy. This article is useless if only seen as historical demagoguery. Only in the Christian context of God's 1776 creation, His new nation, Eden 2.0, do we know the design for His children to be free in liberty and untethered from government, in imaging God to get all we can into heaven and take it to the end time. The fact is, as designed by God, we the people own, in theory, our nation and its government. Still, there has never been a pathway in our republic to exercise our power freely. But that all changed with godly civics inspired by the Holy Spirit, combined with God revealing every tick of depravity in the devil's political faction government. Please pray on that, because only in that context can the body of Christ meld into the unity and force required to drive the devil's political faction power out of our one nation under God and redeem God's 1776 creation for posterity. That will happen with or without us pastors. But without us, the damage to our worship centers in the process will be massive, stemming from turning our backs on God's 1776 creation. What the treatise below and history miss is what God intended His new nation, Eden 2.0, to be. A nation governed by His inviolate laws of nature that determine all outcomes, not human whims, ideology, political factions, or despotic rulers, all of which are responsible for the destruction of God's world because they are the home of the devil in his spiritual war against Jesus waged on earth through nations and people.